Somehow it's gonna
somewhere.
That's that adulting shit we're talking about.
Ew.
What's that? Right?
Hate adulting.
Vax.
Big vax.
All right, man. Like, I'm sick of y'all already. Just let's go.
Are we live? We live.
Yes.
Okay, so I ain't gonna curse.
I bet I already did. Welcome to the Not So Soft Podcast. My name is Nino Rockwell, and with me today is Senator Naps.
So, yo, I just want to start off this podcast by just saying, like, I was watching Naked and Afraid, and this guy was like, yo, I don't know if this branch can support me while he was standing on it. And then the branch broke, and then he fell into the water. But falling into the water, he skimmed his balls on the tree branch and ended up having to get stitches on his balls. So
why was he in the tree? I know I shouldn't take the bait, but why was he in the tree?
Because this triggered another random question.
He set up because he had like his line to try catching a gator because they're in Louisiana. So all of them are like, they were all like having to eat gators in order to, but they have to catch it, whatever. So he set up the bait. And then when he went to try like fixing the bait, he literally asked the question. He goes, yo, I wonder if this tree can support my weight. And then he put his foot on it and the tree just broke. And then, yeah.
Did he get bit by the gator?
Nah, he didn't. There was actually no gator on the line. He was just fixing it because he had to put like new bait on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a random question. All right. Would y'all get snipped?
What do you mean?
I think everybody.
Oh, you
I
mean neutered?
Is it neutered?
It's neutered.
You can reverse it.
I guess. Yo, I think that every 16-year-old boy should get snipped immediately. Then when they prove that they can be a man and responsible, then they can get it reversed.
Nah, man. You violent
the
China.
Learn the hard way.
China just allowed people to have 3 kids now.
Pull out and pray.
And Kino the Great.
What's up? My rank is actually pretty good, actually, by the way.
Pull out and spray and pray?
Pull out and pray. Pray. No. No, pull out and pray. I do not go inside there. Pull out before I have to let off.
Yo, you're wild. I don't do none of that.
What? You shoot the club?
Oh, shoot the club up. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, you live reckless.
Shine
taught him.
Oh, exactly. I shoot the club up, hit the car, circle back, shoot it down again, spray down, shell down the place.
Well, speaking of Sean,
the Lord works in mysterious ways, I tell you. Won't he do? Won't he do it?
How many scares you got?
Yo, I got a few. Yo, one time I got the scare. Yo, she was bugging. I was bugging. We were worried. She came over. It was funny. I think Naps was at my place too.
She came over. Your ratchet story.
I know Taz was there, but I'm pretty sure you were there. And we were sitting there and we were playing dominoes with the girl. And then she went off to the bathroom to go do the test. And then she came back and then we're playing dominoes. And then we're like, me and her keep giving these eyeglasses. And then we get up and we go over to the bathroom. We go check the test. And just before she goes in, she's like, if this test comes back negative, thank God. But if this test comes back positive, we're never using a condom. I was like, yeah, bet. And then it was negative, so.
Yeah. So you never used the condom anyway?
Yeah, we still didn't.
He went from one slam to another.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time. She was cool. Shout out to her. She was cool. She's fucking weird now, though. This pandemic's got people being, like, wild weird.
I know. Who poses a double one?
So you do remember.
Wait, what do you mean by pose a double one? Because I know the slang. I know dominoes. I know the slang.
Yeah, who you starts the domino six, game?
But yeah, whoever wins, they can pose one, what like, they want. But somebody poses a double one.
You started with a 2-1?
Huh? No. You can play whatever domino you want first.
No, I know, but
I wasn't the one who played the double one, but yeah. I would. Depending on the situation, I would. If I have like five ones and the double one, yeah, I'm going to play the double one. Go ahead.
Get them shit. I think she had that, though. Yeah, I mean, that was just the only double in her hand, and she pulled.
Yeah, it. Probably. Probably. Yeah.
No
she
other
was
ones.
Caught up in the moment, that's why.
I know, right?
Yeah. She was. Never mind.
How you play dominoes while trying to do the test is crazy.
Yo, you got to do something to pass the time. Just keep your mind off it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That was definitely the coolest one.
There's multiple.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Nah.
Yeah. Man, if she got six loves, she probably would have been pregnant.
Yeah, I would have had six of those and been in love.
And you would not get snipped. That's crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. If at 16 I got snipped, I would only have 3 years to like run up the tab and then, you know.
Wait, oh, by the way, yo, okay, I forgot to end off the story. So then the guy gets so he gets the stitches, right? But they asked him, like, do you want to go to a sterile environment like the hospital, but then you'll be medically disqualified, or do you want to do it here? And you know you can't do any heavy lifting, whatever. So he's like, yo, I'm doing it here. I'm not letting the bayou stop me. And so they did it there. And then he goes, all right, I'm off to go collect firewood.
Yo, men and their foolish pride, yo.
How much is the prize money for this?
There's no prize money. You just survive.
Stop. I'm done. I'm finished. I get why Naps watches this now. Because I would watch it too to find out what kind of psychopaths are on the planet so that I know to avoid these people.
Was he white?
Yeah, there's only one
I'm asking.
Black guy on there. But so pretty much there's one black guy on there and like it's yeah.
Would Dr. Umar be disappointed? That's all I want to know.
He wouldn't watch that show. Dr. Umar is afraid of nothing. So he wouldn't watch that show. That's all. That's all I got for you.
Anyways, Nino, how
what
you doing?
What do you gotta do? I'm good. All of last month, I was not eating any takeout. So I rewarded myself with a big 83-piece of sushi. So that's how I rewarded myself. It was great. It was a great fucking weekend.
Sashimi or just rolls?
Rolls.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. So yeah. That's all I did all weekend. Nice. Pampered myself. Yeah.
Self-care is the best care.
Yeah, man.
Self-care is the best care.
Yeah, man.
Can't go out.
Exactly. Well, I mean.
You know what I mean.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Can't take yourself out on a date.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's it. And shit's opening up in the States, so
yeah. Shit's opening up in Alberta.
So Yeah, really?
So pretty much phase one started June 1st. Mm. And that is patios are open. You can have outdoor dining outdoor get-togethers up to 10 people.
Okay.
But I think that they're going to quickly go into phase two because the thing about phase two is that it has to be 60% of the population has to have their first dose.
Mm. Yeah.
And it has to be less than 500 hospitalized people. And right now we're at 65% with the first dose and 100 and I think it was like 50-something hospitalized. So I think that they're going to just jump straight to phase two within a week. And because Stampede is coming up quickly, man, we got it. Yo, COVID's the COVID over here is done like 3 days before Stampede begins. So you know what I mean? So
you know what's crazy? With Stampede comes a lot of STIs. That's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to be outside fucking. It's so weird. Out east, people hear Calgary Stampede and think it's a bunch of cowboys. No, it's Canada Mardi Gras. It's gross out there. It's nasty.
I kind of want to go.
It's fun. It's fun. I mean, but you know, go with somebody that has the blicky or.
I'm just hanging with Naps.
Or to hang out with Naps. Naps goes to the. I'm assuming Naps goes to the mature spots.
We'll make it a podcast outing.
Yeah, we're gonna go see the Super Dogs.
Nice.
It's the dogs that do tricks and jump in the like water. Yeah,
sounds like a good time.
It's very safe fun, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Safe fun. Yeah. When I go out of town, all I want is safe fun.
Especially at this point right now, because China just got the first human case of bird flu. So you know something else is coming up right now. So
your duck. Your duck.
Listen, I'm not racist, okay? I'm really not. But you can't do this many things and not assume that people are going to point the finger at the whole country. I do not believe in pointing the finger at individuals, but things that make you go, that's all.
I saw that report. And I immediately got worried for all my Asian friends.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Chinese friends, all my Asian friends.
Yeah.
Because depending on how some people look at Asian people, they're all Chinese. So they I was like, I got super concerned. I was like, man, y'all just can't catch a break. You know?
No.
I'm saying, like, yeah.
First it was bats, now it's bird flu. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's just some shit, man.
Was it bad chicken?
Huh? I don't even know.
There's no such thing as bad chicken, but probably. I mean. And you would think that the bird flu would come from New York. Pigeons are, oh my God. Pigeons are like rats with wings.
Toronto, right by Markham and Lawrence, right by Cedar Bay Mall.
Yo, every time I work, my car gets shit on. I have no idea why.
Yo, fam.
I come out to my car with shit
on my car.
I'm saying.
My car is a bird toilet. All the time. Every day.
In the summertime, I will like walk on the street towards my car. And I'm like, yo, how is there no shit on anybody else's car but mine? Like, I don't get it. And I park in different spots each time. It's not the same parking spot.
I'm saying.
Not a tree in sight. And there's shit on my door handle.
Yep. Dog, it was on my window. I couldn't roll it down to normally like stick my hand out and just let them. I couldn't do that.
Yo, did I ever tell you guys the story of the one time when I was walking to my friend's house when I was living in Toronto? And I was like by Bellamy and Eglinton. I was like walking towards Bellamy Eglinton. And I was wearing a white shirt. And I was waiting for the light to change. And then all of a sudden, a bird just shit on my white shirt, like right on the shoulder. I looked over. I had to throw that shirt out so quickly.
They say that's good luck.
They say that's good luck until it ruins your white tee.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah,
white tea in the summer? Yeah, no, man.
That's what I'm saying, you know what I mean?
But in general, don't you got to throw away your white tees in the summer, like, after 2-3 wears anyway?
Relax.
Yeah, but this was the first win. First wear. It's not even, like, I think it was fresh out the pack. Like,
ready
to go, you know what I mean? Like, ready for a 1-2 wear.
And it turned into
literally a 1 wear.
There's nothing like opening a fresh white tee.
For me, it's like opening any t-shirt. Any of them.
Excuse me. I have hanging in my closet right now.
No, I feel you. I got a bunch of black tees. Actually, I got a bunch of black tees and a bunch of white tees like folded up sitting in the back of my drawer, like waiting for the day that they get opened.
I'm going Hawaiian shirt this summer.
Yeah. I think that's a vibe. No shirt underneath.
Nah.
Magnum PI. I like that.
Fat Joe Sunshine record. You know what I'm saying?
It's... Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you can do that. I can do Hawaiian Sophie. I think that's a vibe.
That's a real vibe, man.
I like that.
That's dope.
I like that.
Yeah. You can't wear turtlenecks in the summer, so I'm not like...
No, do not.
Yeah.
You are a
psychopath. You can. You're just going to be looked at as a psychopath. Like,
like the dudes that wear the North Faces.
Yeah.
Zipped all the way up, and you're like, why are they wearing...
Yo, dog. And shorts and Tim's.
I saw a man downtown today with a cowboy hat on, boots on, and a friggin' leather jacket, and I'm there like, it's 32 degrees outside. Like, the fuck?
Yeah, but also Stampede is coming. Like, I'm trying to tell you, Stampede is a weird day.
You got to break it in before,
exactly.
It comes.
Like, yo, I'll tell you, the way that you're looking at that guy like he's crazy, trust me, he's going to look at you like you're crazy, and he's going to have all the bitches.
That's true. That's true.
That's impossible still.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. Excuse me, Mr. Bitches.
You can't see him.
I see him. Preemptive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Preemptive with a ready gun show. It's like, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, Hawaiian shirt show.
I see he's got the beard too. And Naps, you gotta stop hating. Alright? That's hope.
Thank you. No, you can't. We are not.
Yes, I can.
No. No. Why? No. Wiz Khalifa got a lace front beard. So,
I did see
that. That's hope. That's hope, all right?
Fam.
That's hope for people that can't grow nothing more than this.
That's definitely a fucking video.
Yeah.
He was giving off Abraham Lincoln vibe.
They trim it down to make it look like it's like shaved down. I've seen another one.
Yo, nah, man. I don't believe it.
They exist. They exist.
I don't believe it.
Just like the waves. I've seen the fake waves.
Yo, what is going on?
No, we're not doing this.
Listen,
we're not doing this. Yo, Kino, if you come in here next week. Let me just let you know.
I'm sending you right back to Philly. Like, you're done.
Let me let you know, bro. It's for real. Like, yo, when Caron Butler tried to act like he had hair after they saw him the night before with no hair.
Or Carlos Boozer.
Okay. Let me tell you, if you come in here doing that. All right. I don't even know which one was worse. Jeremy Lin having dreads or say you what? Coming nah, in with a fake beard.
I'm totally going to act like you didn't say that.
Relax. Me coming in with a fake beard would be good for the culture.
Yo, Nino, I can't believe you said you're gonna act like that caused one of the biggest beefs in NBA history between him and Kenyon Martin.
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it.
First of all, there were twists.
Kenyon Martin aired out Jeremy Lin, and so Jeremy Lin said, "So why do you have an Asian tattoo?"
That was good. That was good.
And then went on to win a ring with Toronto. You know what I'm saying? So,
yo, that was good. Nah, that clapback was good.
Can we talk about though how outside is open in the States and nobody can act right?
Oh, of course not.
Do we see that happening here?
Yes.
Nah.
As soon as it opens up, right?
Depends on, I say yes, depending on what sport you're watching.
Oh, you're talking about,
I'm talking about in general.
Honestly, we're going to get a violent summer. Like, we always have really violent summers, but this is going to be like a violent summer because you got all the fuckboys on the internet popping shit to each other this whole time and nobody's had no outlets. Trust me, everybody's going to leave and see all of their ops and think it's on site.
It's going to be a violent summer.
Everybody stay safe out there, yo.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fucking violent summer.
Especially the people that lost jobs and stuff like that and couldn't re-up properly. Let me just let you know. Y'all stay safe out there.
Very important.
You know, but you know what's funny? But everybody that could everybody that was doing that, they re-up just fine.
Not everybody.
They read up just fine.
The ones that could did. The ones that couldn't.
Fair.
Yeah.
Listen, the amount of things that people can't get right now is nuts. Like, it's fucking everything up.
Yeah. When that border opens,
I'm saying, I'm right there.
No, I'm there.
Right
saying build, I'm there saying build that wall.
Yeah. But you're gonna wait for me to get across first, and then you're gonna be like, "Yo, build that wall."
Yeah,
now, I don't know why
we're releasing you back to your natural habitat. So.
Die free.
This guy's gonna be like Free Willy. You know when he jumps over the guy? Runs free? That's
Yo, bleep that. Bleep. It wasn't even bad, but because it's you.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty actually, bad.
I got it. Yeah.
Bleep.
Anyways.
Yeah, we gotta get Kino a friggin' Kevin Garnett censor button, yo.
Oh, you guys want to start with that?
Yeah, man. Actually, I was gonna start.
I wasn't even gonna start with that, but okay. No. Cool. Yeah, let's do that.
We're here.
Who wants to be the sportscaster and give the facts as they are?
Somebody pull up KG's thing. I'll give the breakdown because I don't remember what it is. All right, so long story, Leslo. Celtics, Nets, they're playing a playoff series. Kyrie's in Boston. Nets blow the doors out of them. And Kyrie decides to stomp on the logo.
Lucky the Leprechaun.
I didn't know he had the name.
Yeah. He stomped on it and he wiped his feet.
So shortly after, a fan threw a bottle. And then Kevin Garnett and Glenn Davis both said, yo, why the fuck are you stepping on the logo? Naps, you got the post or no?
I don't know if this is the exact one, but he said, so nobody going to say anything about Kyrie stomping Lucky. We just going to act like we didn't see that. The fuck is going on? You can't do that. That's not cool. And it really said cool that he forgot the L. That's not cool.
Yo, because he takes no losses. Yo.
On any level, all of us need to be better. For real, for real.
Okay.
So, thoughts?
Big Baby chimed in too and said, real bullshit. Like I said, you step on Lucky, you step on everybody that played for that team. Keep that shit basketball before somebody gets hurt in real life.
What Kevin Durant said? Because I can't repeat it.
Kevin Durant said, nigga, please. with a bunch of emojis before and after. So,
Can I just say, if Bron didn't exist, KD would be my GOAT.
Honestly, Kevin Durant is really, yo.
He's so, like, you know, we need to be my favorite player.
We need to give Russell Westbrook his flowers because he put that battery in his back. And Kevin Durant has not been Kevin Durant after Kevin Durant has not been a cupcake since.
I watch. Well, I'll say this. I saw the time when they threw popcorn on Westbrook, right? Mm-hmm. And
they should have let Westbrook mollywop that guy.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They were saying if there is somebody close to like Meta World Peace, Steven Jackson level, it's Westbrook in the league. So you do that. And did you see how many people it took to hold him back? There wasn't one person. Mm-hmm. There was. Washington staff, there was building security, all trying to hold him back. Like,
trying to save that young man's life.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, let's talk about. So, for the NBA, is just wilding right now. Like, the fans that are there are just wilding. We have the fan that spit on Trae Young, who should get arrested after the pandemic that we've just been going through and still going through.
Not even a pandemic, he should be fucking arrested. That's assault. You spit on a cop, you're getting assault charge.
But so, I'm saying you deserve even more. That should be like attempted murder.
Yeah. Yep.
For that, we have the person that threw the bottle at Kyrie. We have
the fan who threw popcorn at Russ.
The fan that threw popcorn at Russ. The ones that were talking shit to racist comment towards Ja Morant's parents. And
there was the guy that rushed the floor.
The one that rushed the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yo, people are wilding.
Yo, people are wilding in sports arenas. Wait till the thugs and goons get outside.
They're not vaccinated.
Yo, everything's getting sprayed up.
Yeah, that's already happening.
If you don't die now, yo, watch.
No, it's already happening. There's a shooting in Florida.
Yeah. We'll get. All right, we're crying. We're all on meeting topics.
But back to the KG thing. What y'all think?
Yeah, on the real though, if I was Kyrie, like, I get why he did it, man. Like, I get why he did it. Like, he went in there talking about how it's a racist stuff. Racist stuff to him. And then you had people like Danny Ainge come out and say, I've never experienced that. Mm. Of course you didn't. There's a huge difference between the skin complexion. You also played when Boston was known as the white team, and Lakers was known as the black team. Mm-hmm. So you definitely know that they said some shit to the Lakers, the Lakers players. You know they said some shit to even the few black people that were on the Boston Celtics when they were a white team. So, like, don't try to act like that shit has changed dramatically since you played. Like, come on, man.
But, yeah. And with Kevin Garnett, what Kevin Garnett said?
Just for Kevin Garnett, what Kevin Garnett said, like, I get it. That's the place where you went. You won your championship there, all that stuff. But on the real, like, come on, man. You spent more time in Minnesota.
He spent time on the Nets. Like, what is your issue?
Kevin Garnett, you're my guy, but let's be real, man. You called Charlie Vinway of a cancer patient.
Yo,
he told Melo his wife tastes like honey nut Cheerios.
I'm about to have a bowl of that today.
I haven't had Cheerios in a while.
I haven't had cereal in a while.
Huh? Yeah. No, I don't have milk.
Yeah, I know.
After that conversation last week, I have no milk.
I know. You told Mike Stone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, no, KG's wild. Come on, man. KG, it's a fucking logo.
You know what? Here's the thing. I get it. I totally understand their stance on it. Like, why did you go and do that? Because, I mean, you already beat the brakes off the fucking team. Like, it's insult to injury. You know what I'm saying?
It's not good enough.
But my whole thing is this. It's not up to the fans to decide what the punishment is for something like that. You know what I'm saying? You don't like that? Boo. You don't like that? Don't come to the game. You don't like that? Chant the normal chants or talk shit like to the player. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do that. You're not gonna come here throwing bottles because when you throw bottles, we gotta be able to throw back. I'm acting like I'm a player. Like when you throw bottles, they should be allowed to throw it back. So
you may have just been out for the playoffs, but you're,
come on, man. No. He had to go out for the playoffs so he can play for the other team.
Hey, man, listen, man.
He picked which one could win, and he said, all right, that one will win.
That's a smart bet, I tell you.
You got to do what you got to do, man. It's a pandemic outside. But, nah, you can't, that's not allowed. That's some bullshit. And, I mean, I get it. I get the passion, but, I mean, big baby turnaround going before somebody gets hurt in real life. Like, nigga, shut up. Like, Kevin, yo, KD had it correct. Like, nigga, please. Like, stop this. Like, just watch the game. Watch people get blown out. That's it. Like, and I don't even like Kyrie like that. Like, fucking, he's not my cup of tea.
I think they're really getting at Kyrie just because he's
a weirdo.
But because he's also black and a weirdo.
Black weirdos always get.
No, they're getting at Kyrie because he didn't produce like they thought he was going to produce. If you don't, Boston. Boston's a spoiled city. Don't forget. Like you're thinking about, you gotta think Pats. They had the Pats for how long that were winning nonstop. You had Boston Red Sox who won like one or two.
That's a legacy team
in there. You have the Celtics who did win. It was a while ago, but they did win. Like they're spoiled with championships within the past 20 years compared to other cities.
Can I just say, I've never seen a team milk a championship like that 08 team.
Yo, I'm telling you. That's the reason why when all the other fans were talking shit about the Raptors, I'm like, fam, shut up. Shut up. Like, you look at these niggas over here. Shut up.
Yo, you have no idea how my group chat blew up when the Heat got swept.
Oh my god.
Because there's one guy in there that was talking so much shit about the Raptors the whole season. And we're
he was talking shit about the Raptors?
And then we're like at least when we got to the finals, we won the championship. Then the next year we actually made it to the second round. You guys made it to the finals, lost, and then made it back to the playoffs and got swept. So, like,
yeah, talk the shit.
It's a fact, man.
So let me ask you guys something.
Yeah.
Do you think Kyrie went to KD and said, could you say King, please?
Nah.
No? No.
What about Ninja, please?
Nah.
Neighbor, please?
Nah.
Nah? You don't think he said that?
Nah.
No. You know why? Because it's like, fam, don't, like, listen, that's not happening. Like, I get it. This is a super fucking team. It's a super team. But
no, you don't think Kyrie said that to KD?
Yeah, no, because this is a super team, and this is a super team. You're not about to fuck up the flow right now. You go ahead and say all that shit. You do all that championing the pride and the people shit. Go do that over there. I'm not going to fuck with what you're doing. But don't come over here and fuck with, like, can you defend me more? Man, shut up, nigga, please. Like, shut up.
So if I went to you and said, yo, could you maybe say King, please?
Nah, I'll tell you, nigga, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I might say some racist shit to you.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just, you know, even it out, you know? Yo, everybody's trying to get bleached today. You know what I mean? I was gonna say something, but I was like, yo, Kino's such an asshole. I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say, and he won't bleep it, and I'm gonna be the only one saying something outlandish.
Bleep it. Bleep it. Bleep it.
No, listen, if it's crazy, I do bleep it.
Oh man. Yeah.
All right, let's get to the real shit. Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get to the real shit. I watched the verses this weekend. Right? This past Sunday. Timbo versus Swiss.
All right.
And
that looked interesting.
I will say this, that Nino made a very valid point that came true on while watching it. Crowd reaction really sways who wins. Now, I will also say that Swiss went in there playing. So I think Swiss anticipated that a lot more people heard the X album. Than actually did, because he played like three of the tracks from Exodus, and like the crowd just didn't know it, right?
Mm-hmm. What three records did he play? Sorry,
he played the one with Lox. Is it Get With Me, Dog?
My dance.
That one's tough. That one's tough though.
He played that one. He played the one with Griselda,
Hood Blues,
and then he played
Basalt.
Oh, yeah.
Is Basalt the one with Jay and Nas?
Yeah. Basalt. Yep.
He may have played four. Now that I'm thinking about it, I totally forgot.
This is what I want to know. Did he play the one with his wife?
No.
Okay.
That was good. But
that's what I wanted to know.
But when I mean, like, when I say that, so I think he thought Timbo was even helping him by holding up, like, the DMX Exodus shirt that they had. Whatever, so people knew exactly what, like, where that was coming from, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Every time he played one of those tracks, he would put it up. But
did they go 20 deep?
Oh, they went. They went for about 3 hours. Oh, like shit. They went about three, and they started on time.
Yep.
Okay. And they went.
Can we get a round of applause for niggas starting on time, please?
But. This is where the battle really took a turn. So Timbo played Cry Me a River.
Okay.
And then Swiss Beat said, I don't want to hear no Justin Timberlake song until Justin Timberlake does a versus. He wants to say that he's a part of black culture, then really be a part of black culture and come do the verses. And every time Timbo played a track that had Justin Timberlake, Swiss would be like, I told you. I don't want to hear no Justin Timberlake until he comes and does the verses because he wants to say he's a part of black culture, but doesn't really want to be a part of black culture.
Keep that energy. Just keeping that energy.
They should just let the Justins fight it up.
Yo, there's only one winner in that.
Justin?
There's just one less lonely winner.
Exactly. I was trying to find a creative way to say that part too. I'm glad you figured it out. Yeah.
I couldn't say that. That was good.
One less lonely neighbor. Come on, Keto, they made a whole word for you.
No, they didn't. Because every time I would say it.
I appreciate that too, by the way. But yeah, man. I mean, it should have been cool. It should have been dope. Yeah,
Timbo was mad drunk early too.
I believe that.
Timbo was mad drunk early. Like,
God, Tim.
I believe that.
Like he was trying to perform some of his records, and I think he completely forgot the lyrics to them. And it was honestly, it was a hot mess, but it was funny to watch. Like at one point, I think he played "Say Something," and goes, "Yo, babies, the baby's in the building. Yo, the baby, I got a record for you. Like, yo, I got it. Yo, hold on. Let me. And I was like, and like Ross walked in, and then he was like, Ross is here. Look at him walking through. Look at him walking through. Like, yo, Ross. Like 5 songs later, he's like, yo, I swore Ross was here.
Yo.
Sounds like a good time.
No, I remember one time I got drunk at one of my birthday parties, and I don't really talk on the mic. And I did that. I just grabbed the mic that one time. I just started to like shout out everyone that was walking in, like, yo. it was like everybody got their own announcements. Like,
that's tough. that must have been a great day for them.
Yeah. So think about like if you guys were walking, I'd be like, "Yo, Keno and 4 girls coming in right now. Look at that. I don't know their names. I don't know their names, but you already know what it is. Yo.
Oh, yeah. Yo, Keno have to duck his head down.
Jesus Christ! What the fuck?
I want to be a part of the brotherhood."
The bleeper hood, yo.
I can't even make this the title of the podcast. That's so crazy.
Just call it bleep it.
Bleep that.
Bleep it.
Bleep it. Oh, man.
But yeah, no.
Oh, man.
I will say that if you didn't watch the verses, you didn't really miss it. You just got to miss, like, them drunk on stage. Like, it was funny because, like,
I popped my head in for like 2 seconds, and I saw Swiss in the suit and Timbo in like shorts and the shirt, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right, this is craziness.
Oh, they were in like 2 different, like, I think they both didn't know how to dress for whatever. Like, Timbo was dressed for really being in Miami.
Yeah, and Miami, right?
Yeah, it was at Club Live.
Nice.
And then at one point he goes, yeah, I'm a Virginia nigga. And I was like, all right. Swiss comes back and goes, yeah, you know, I had to come to your area, Miami. Wait, what? I'm so confused
Tim lives out there now.
I know, but I'm saying it's just funny because he just said, I'm a Virginia nigga, like, whatever. And he was like, me and Pharrell both from Virginia. And Swiss is like, Pharrell ain't here.
Hold on, I have to ask. Was Nori there?
They didn't shout him out, so I don't know if he was there. Because they were shouting out anybody in there. Like, yo, Fat Joe! Fat Joe's here! Sure. They were doing a whole announcement. Like, and then my favorite one was when they're like, yo, the baby's from North Carolina. North Carolina's running shit. And I was like, what is happening right now? Yeah. Like, I hope we know... We're still in Miami. Ross is in the building. Fat Joe's in the building right now. Like, thing. And then he played North Carolina. Raise Up. Petey Pablo. And that's when I got hyped. And he was like, yo, I got to do a remix with the baby on it. No, this is this song has been out way too long for the baby remix now.
Like, I won't lie to you guys. You are entirely correct, but I will fucking play the shit out of that record. As long as the beat is reminiscent of that one back then, any excuse to play that beat in the car, yeah. Sometimes I'm just not in the mood to play like the older records, because once you play that, you gotta play other older records as well.
There was so many parts where the crowd was not involved, and it was funny because they kept doing like aerial shots.
And the crowd was just standing there?
Of like Swiss like waving his hand and stuff, and then they show the crowd and the crowd's just like,
oh, that's rough.
I was like,
it can happen to anybody, man.
No, but I still think this might not this should not have happened this weekend.
No, yeah, it was the worst weekend to do it.
That's fact. Like Memorial Day weekend?
Or if you wanted to do it,
and all the basketball games are on.
Oh yeah. The playoffs is happening too. Yeah. Miami just got swept. Like it's just it's just not a good feel. Shit, you know what I mean? Like
no.
Those and on top of that, they shut down the strip club to do that? Nah, man. I'm sure niggas was like, all right, this is cool and everything, but get the fuck out.
Live is a strip club.
Try to see something clap.
Live is a strip club?
I don't know. It's not? Never been.
No. I don't think so.
I thought it was just a club.
Right. You're right.
You're thinking.
But I mean, the K-O-D. Way that the wit. All right.
You think you can't. Never mind.
No. I was thinking of Live, but wrong night.
Allegedly. In your past life.
Yeah, man, not even my past life. Titty balls
open over there, too. God damn.
Yeah, man.
Yo, me and. I'm not going to blow a spot up.
You guys social distance lap dance?
No, me and him were talking. I'll bleep this up. Me and talking about that. We're like about the secret titty bar spot, and we were trying to find it. We couldn't find it.
Oh,
was it called the clit?
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you.
We can find the clit.
No. That's a fire name. That's a fire name.
There's no way they call it. Clit.
I gotta give him something for that.
But yo, back in the
day, there was a bleep it. Bleep it. Bleep it.
Back in the day, there was a club called the G-Spot.
It is a fire.
I remember the club called the G-Spot.
There was a bar called the G-Spot, too, on Danforth.
How many G-Spots? Yeah.
Yo, fam, it's a tough name. How many G-Spots are there? Well, next week.
That's why I stopped.
Anatomy. G-Spot rocks the G-Spot.
Oh man, nah, that's the nerd button. Yo, you missed that.
Oh, shit.
Nerd! Yeah.
Shout out Clone Hot.
Yeah, man. What the fuck are we talking about? Oh yeah, the secret spots? Yeah. There is one.
Krupp knows it.
Yeah, Krupp knows it. I'll call him, let you know what's going on.
My man. Yeah. Put me up for that. I'm broke. I'll go anyway.
Yeah, it's now that the pandemic, can you imagine how many there are? Like right now?
Just a bunch.
There's got to be a ton of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm keeping my attention.
I got to think it's going to be hard for some of them to come back to regular working experience.
Yeah, you know what?
It's hard for anybody to come back to a regular working experience.
You know what song is going to pop off now, though?
What?
50 Cent.
In the club?
No. AO Technology. Once everything opens up.
An idiot. Yo. Hey, man, see, this is what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, you can't mention him until he does a Verses.
I know. Yeah, Swiss also said that when that track came on, too.
Timbo played AO Technology?
Yeah, with Ross in the building at that point, too. And I was like,
trying to get points from that record?
Yeah. The crowd was singing that at the top of their lungs, too. So,
Because everybody's tired of technology. Everybody that was singing that at the top of their lungs also has a pass to OnlyFans.
AO Technology was talking about FaceTime, right?
I think so.
I guess so.
Before FaceTime?
Or MSN Messenger.
That too.
Anything with a camera.
Trying to G off on MSN Messenger is fucking insane.
ICQ.
Alright.
ICQ didn't have a camera feature, did it?
Y'all lost me.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't think so. I don't remember. But
no, they didn't.
I know MSN definitely did. MSN and that's when that's when everyone went out and got a webcam, and and you're like, all right, and you had like a horrible like computer mic to go with it too, so that you could sound a little bit better.
I learned how to screenshot because of that thing. And you know what's funny? When you do like when you do stupid shit
like I really
that,
tried not to laugh at that one, but
like when you do stupid shit like that and then you bump into the same people like later on in life when you're like being an adult and stuff, that's like that's wild weird. It'd be like, wow, like you're the you're a higher end staffing person at some sort of conglomerate. I saw your titties on the internet before the internet was the internet.
Hey yo. I'm tired of season technology.
That also reminds me. Remember back when like you'd find like a stripper and be like, oh my god, that girl that went to high school is a stripper. Now like the girls that go to high school and became strippers, they just tell you. Like, come and check me out. Like, damn, now everybody knows? Like, fuck. You'd be going to check her out and then you'd be bumping into people from high school, have a whole high school reunion in front of the pole. It's fucked up.
Like, yo, you remember math class?
Well, clearly, a few people on stage did not remember math class.
No, they did.
That's what you said.
Ah, you're right. Count it up. Oh, man. Fuck.
Anyways, speaking of old people and that old thing.
Yeah.
y'all seen Diddy shooting a shot?
Oh, you went there. I was thinking a whole other thing.
Oh.
I was thinking Vivica A. Fox saying that 50 was the love of her life.
Okay, whoa, stop. Time out. We're covering both of these.
Everybody's shooting their shot, clearly.
So, Diddy, yeah, I'm with it. Absolutely. Yo, make it feel like the 2000s again, man. Get Diddy and J-Lo back together. I need it. Like,
that's that New York love.
Yeah, man.
She hit a gun for him.
Yeah.
Not if Ben Affleck has anything to say about that.
Hey man, tell Batman to sit the fuck down. You ain't do shit. You threw one roundhouse kick and used your grappling hook twice. Fuck this guy. I'm sick of this shit.
Batman slash Daredevil.
Yeah. Fuck this guy.
Men always choose roles that where he can't see properly. Like it's crazy. It's
you're an idiot. You're crazy. Stupid. By the way, just like some real nerd shit, you know bats have perfectly good seeing. They just see better at night.
Yeah, I know.
But they can just fine.
Good to know.
But for the nerd. Thank you for just stepping on my joke. I appreciate it.
I gave it some breathe, you know, some breathe.
No, you don't, even when you put facts after, people are gonna go back and be like, How dare? How dare that person make such a horrible joke at that point? But yeah, no, the reason why I thought about the older one is because Cuban Lynx, who's 50's girlfriend, pretty much was kind of like, I don't want to insult my elder.
Whoa.
And then,
oh, shit. Ah, man. That's why 50 didn't say anything. I was wondering. I was
Cuban Lynx handled that light work.
But
as she should.
Real quick, okay? Real quick. Is Cuban Lynx, is she black Cuban or Spanish Cuban?
Black.
Okay, good. Because I'm not even going to fact check it. I'm just going with that answer because I'm not sure if I like somebody that's not black checking Vivica A. Fox because that's still Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah. Would you?
Huh? Like currently, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I told you who my auntie crush is. It's over. It's Toni Braxton. Bar none, that's.
So if Toni's not available.
It was for me until she cut her hair.
Oh, listen, I'm just fine with that. Me and her, like, yo, when the world goes and opens up, me and her are both gonna get lined up together, holding hands.
Wait, it's gonna be great. Wait. Toni cut her hair like super short?
Yeah, one.
Yeah, man.
What?
Yeah, man. Skin fade. Yo, like when she was showing off the yeeks like that, like You saw
it. Wait, she was showing off the yeeks. What?
Fam, you saw it.
I did.
Why are you acting like you did?
I don't know why exactly. Yo, because I posted it. I mean, somebody that looks exactly like me posted it. It wasn't me, honey. Like, somebody posted it.
Somebody did this.
Because that's the only part my girl's going to listen to. Yeah, listen, she just looked like, she looked like, she looked like Amber Rose. She looked exactly like Amber Rose.
Really?
Yeah, blonde hair, the whole deal.
Blonde hair.
She was in this sling bikini and everything. Yo, man.
Okay, I'm about to.
And you know Nino and his sexy Caillou cuts.
Yo, I'm telling you, yo. Yo, Amber Rose looking like she, like, I mean, Amber Rose. Yo, Tony look.
Yo.
Bleep it. Bleep
it. You might have to.
I'm definitely bleeping that
bleep
one.
Bleep it.
You might have to. I was thinking about it. I was like, it would have been fine, but.
All the flags. There. All the flags on that play.
Jesus. That's a flagrant 2+2.
Yo, get out the game, yo.
Yo, you see the screens I'm setting? It was a hard screen. Shit. Like,
this man is Devin Booker just pushing people for no reason. Get out the game.
Like, what the hell? That's so unnecessary.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Yo, Yo, Kido.
Are you even going to keep that part? Because I feel like even that's towing the line.
No, I'm bleeping it. I'm not.
My God. Yo,
two of us at least have jobs. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's why I'm so reckless. I'm like,
Over the last 2 weeks, people that I talked to casually, they were like, oh, you have a podcast. I was like, the fuck are you talking about? And they show me a screenshot. I'm like, oh, God.
They show you a screenshot? Shit.
That's exactly what
I'm saying. Yo, you have to be careful of people like that. They because they were listening to it on the low and was like, ah, gotcha now, neighbor. Like, yo, don't.
Yo, so my workplace knows, everyone at my workplace knows I record like 2 podcasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yo, so like, which one should we check out? I'm like, the chat room.
Smart.
They're like, yo, so is there any episode that's not so soft? Nope. Nope. Nope.
Definitely not this one.
Just keep that aside.
Tell them to listen to the first 50. It's fine.
Yo, the craziest part was that I swore I was gonna get fired one time
from this
because I just say ridiculous shit, right? Oh, okay. So there was somebody came in and it was just some wild shit, right?
Yeah.
And we're in the lunchroom talking, and they were telling the story. I'm like, oh, you should have just suggested that person get a pocket pussy. And then...
Wait, you said this?
I said it, and then they're like... And then they're like, you mean a fleshlight? I was like, oh, man, I only know it as a pocket pussy, so...
Wait. They corrected you?
Yeah.
They weren't... Like... For the record, I actually thought it was a pocket pussy. I thought they were just be like, ah, that's out of hand.
So there is a brand called Pocket Pussy. But the brand that is politically correct to say is a fleshlight.
That's politically correct to say.
Yeah.
Yo. Clearly those people are not tired of using technology. I think I'm sick of all of this.
Yo, I was worried for like 3 days. That I was about to get called into like the ED's office, like, yo, you can't be using those terminologies in the building.
Have a seat, Senator.
Yo, that HR call is fucking nerve wracking.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
Like yo, Senator, take a seat. Can't be walking around here just using that P word all willy nilly.
Willy nilly. You're stupid. You're a dumb guy. Willy-nilly.
And let's change topic.
Yeah, I was,
please.
So yeah, man. Nap, segue us out of here.
I don't even know how to. So.
New DMX album? I was going to say, speaking of pocket pussy, that's not going to work.
No.
All right. So. I have.
What?
Wow.
I'm bleeping that.
Bleep it.
What is happening, yo? Oh, my God.
Yo.
Holy shit.
We are not having. This podcast is not coming out.
This is off the rails.
No, it's going to be. Welcome to the Not So Soft podcast. My name is.
You're going to leave all that on the cutting room floor? Absolutely not.
All right, let's
go to new music because we haven't talked about Jay-Z yet. So
we have not.
No, you asked about the X album and Swiss playing it.
Ta-da!
Well, where
so did everybody check out the X's album?
I did.
I heard 4 songs, and they were the 4 songs played on Versus.
I figured. Kino, what were your thoughts? I know you weren't digging the Hood Blues record.
I just want to say that I'm happy DMX has an album that his family can eat off of, and hopefully it does really well and moves a bunch of units. That's it.
But
yeah, that's it. DMX was a very integral part of my growing up, so I am not going to slander his album the way I want to.
Gotcha. I'll take it from here. I got it from here, Kino. Damn. To be perfectly honest, I don't have as many problems with it as I know Kino did, but I do have some problems with it.
What was your problems with it?
It Swiss overproduced this. Like he yeah. overproduced this. He overproduced this. I didn't need. I love Alicia Keys. Not like you do. But I love Alicia Keys. I have not heard that record yet.
She was in the tropics with some Timbs on. I could never be more in love if I tried. Anyways, continue.
I completely believe you. Like you switched tones. You put on the half sexy voice.
He kept on falling.
He didn't even fall in and out. He just fell in love straight up. Would you fight Swiss? Like, would you fight Swiss?
For Alicia?
Yeah, like if Alicia said, you know, like I mean,
fight for my life.
I'm like, yeah. If she just straight up said, yo, would you fight Swiss?
What would be your catchphrase? Because Swiss is zone.
Showtime.
He's been saying zone. Like
I'm gonna take Showtime. Then.
You're gonna do Showtime?
I'll tell
Showtime. Oh, he's really gonna scrap you then.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
You're gonna take his old catchphrase and his
and his new thing.
Yo, okay, we're gonna get back to this DMX album, but you know what I've been doing? Every time we say something stupid on the podcast, in my mind I go challenge accepted, and I try saying it before, during, or after sex. The next time that I have sex, before I say have sex, I'm definitely taking off my pants and telling her it's showtime. And the day that I get caught and she's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm blaming this podcast.
Oh, man.
You guys encourage my ridiculousness.
I have an even worse one. I said, I was talking to somebody and they're like, yo, would you ever do a threesome? And I go,
clearly you're not going to.
Nah. And I was like, nah. And they're like, why wouldn't you? And I was like, yo, I can only disappoint one woman at a time, okay? So I'm not trying to multiply that in one night. Like
on top of that, if it's not a good time, like they might just stop doing each other and just talk about you, like while you're in the room.
Right. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. That pressure is crazy.
It's already bad enough according to Nino, I get my rocks off to the Everest commercial.
You get cock blocked by the Everest commercial. I didn't say you get your rocks off to it. What you do with your rocks is your own business. I want nothing to do with that.
Knowing my luck, the commercial will come on during the threesome, and I'm like, yo, ladies, knowledge first.
Y'all need to go back to college.
Y'all gotta go. I gotta sign up.
Wait, Wait, yo, that might be a good line if you tell them knowledge first and then they proceed to.
No, I'd be like, hey, stop. I need to sign up for college. You're distracting me.
All right, you are ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, Swiss's overproduction of this album, it was too much. I did like the first record was tough. I feel like the whole album was made based off that first record with the locks.
Yeah.
That was super dope. I think right after that they go into Bath Salts, which was a weird choice. I feel like there should have been.
And everyone's getting at hold right now.
What did it do? Such a mailed in verse.
Because the Kardashian line.
Yeah, it was a mailed in verse.
I feel like it wasn't bad. Here's what's the crazy thing. I don't feel like it was a mailed in verse, but I feel like this was the first time that Nas and Hove were on the same page. Like they were both doing that sort of, and the beat fit and all that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this could have been one. This could have been their best record together if it was a little bit more fleshed out. Unfortunately, DMX fucking trounced them on that beat. No, DMX had the best verse. No,
I think that's
X killed that verse. He killed them. You do, because X killed that. X went off on his own, but it also might be because that's the X I wanted to hear. Hmm. And I mean, I got it. Like I was right off the lock, so I got
this guy's always hit. This guy's always hitting on the crypto Scarface.
I know. I was giving him props.
Like, no, damn. I said Nino's always hating on the crypto Scarface.
I know. That's like, crazy. Like I'm giving them props.
It was a good verse. X's was better though. Like
okay.
Then I think what was the third record? The third record was good too. I think.
Was that the one with Griselda?
No.
I hate that record.
Dogs Out. I don't know what that one was.
Dogs Out. No. That was with the Locks.
He only had one record with the Locks.
The one with all right, the well, Locks. Whatever. Is like, that record. Get with me, dog, or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's whatever. That record was good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That record was good too. I absolutely mailed it. I hate his verse on just the production wise. I don't like that verse on Hood Blues, and I don't know what the like why is Moneybagg Yo on this album? Why?
Because Moneybagg Yo is the streets, yo.
What the fuck? What was going on? What happened?
No, I was supposed to explain it. I remember seeing somewhere supposed to explain it. I think this was supposed to be somebody else. I can't remember who it was, but it's a new guy, but they couldn't get it. So they just put Moneybagg.
Here's the thing. I'm fine with Moneybagg Yo being on it. What did they do to X?
No, it was a bad song. It was a bad song.
They reproduced that beat because I know X didn't put that hook on that beat because it was all over the place. It was all over the place. And y'all know how I feel like Big Sean should have been on this because everything was offbeat.
I think they were trying real hard to recreate the first album, but there's no Dan Grace and there's no, who's the other guy? Who's the other guy in the first album? Not Dan Grace and Dan Grace.
Irv.
Not Irv. The other one. There's another Rough Ride producer. But anyways, they were missing that element. And it was too much Swiss.
Yeah, it was too much Swiss.
The name will come to me.
Yeah, it was too much Swiss. It was too much going on. Although that the last record where it's a letter to my son. I called my dad after that record. Called my pops after that record. Yeah,
it was just long.
It was long. It wasn't what I wanted it to be. Like I shouldn't say what I wanted it to be. It was long. It was heartfelt. I called my pops. Like, I don't know what else to say. I called my pops after. I left him a warm message. He hit me back, and then I didn't answer because I was like,
the moment's
busy. Yeah.
Here's the only thing I'll say. I'm surprised that you actually did a breakdown of it. I just thought you would just be like, yeah, rest in peace.
Well, Kino did that.
Yeah, I didn't want to actually do a breakdown of it just because I know doing a album after the person passed is like one of the hardest things in the world. Like,
yeah,
like even if most of the stuff is, even if let's say 80% of it is done already, mm-hmm. when you do those little tweaks, without that person kind of being there
to fix it, yeah.
It's a whole nother thing, right? So it's a little bit of a challenge with it. Like the way how they did Pop Smoke's album is one of a kind, to tell you the truth. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
So we're getting that again.
Yeah, and I think like that kind of set a new standard to albums after somebody passes.
Postmortem. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Compared to like when they're alive, right? Like if they're in. It's just crazy, but like, I'm gonna take in the album. I have to be driving while taking in the album. So
that's
the thing. It's one of those ones where I know I can't be in my car, be at home.
The record after the bath salts is the one with Wayne.
Ah, yes.
I like that record.
That was a good record. That was a good record. I wasn't too sure what Wayne was doing on Nicki's record, but I feel like
this one was good.
That one was good. And Wayne being there, that is odd. I thought Pop was supposed to be on this album though.
He was. There's a reason they couldn't make it happen. I can't remember.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think because X wanted him on there.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I thought they worked together and they just kept that one in the cut, because I was like, oh, so y'all really gonna do a deluxe? I'm with it. I'm with it. Like, I'm with it just because of how things work. I'll just make my own playlist. It's fine. I mean, like, I'll add Get At Me Dog on here. I'll add Where the Hood. Oh, sorry. Mm. That record with Snoop.
Oh yeah, that was pretty good.
Bam.
That was actually pretty good.
That was sick.
It's not as bad, but yeah. Anyway,
the Griselda one not being good is super, super disappointing.
It did suck because Griselda, as per usual, put their foot in the fucking song.
Yep.
And yeah.
But rest in peace, DMX.
Yes. Absolutely.
Indeed.
So let's talk about albums coming out this week. So we got Lloyd Banks dropping an album.
Is that this week?
It's this week.
Yep. Oh, shit. I wasn't even a huge Banks fan, but I'm actually a little excited for this.
Smoke DZA is dropping an album this week.
That's cool.
Okay.
Peter Rosenberg is dropping an album this week.
Okay.
Tech N9ne dropping an album
Bleep
this week.
Bleep it!
Lil Durk and Lil Baby. The joint.
That's the one I'm waiting for.
Album. That's gonna be
coming
that's
out this week.
That's the one I'm waiting for. I've that's only heard crazy. One song off it so far. I like it.
I think the snippet that they have floating around is a record that didn't make the album.
No, yeah. There's a couple.
Oh,
they make the album that they just leaked.
Yeah, I heard one that didn't make the album. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, all right, y'all are stupid.
And then next week, Migos is dropping Culture 3.
Migos is dropping so quick. God
yep,
damn.
June 11th.
Okay. Oh.
Wait, what do you mean so quick? Didn't they?
Like, I'm saying so quickly. There was just talks of it, I think, last week or the week before.
Yeah, like it wasn't like they spoke about the fact that they're working on, they're going to be releasing Culture 3, but they didn't put out like a release date for it.
So basically it was done by that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Migos has now. They've entered the trilogy, and they are right on time with their first entry to the trilogy being so much better than all the other ones.
Let's see see what happens for the third one.
The first culture was great. Okay. It was great. Here's the thing: the second one couldn't live up to the first one. But after going back and re-listening to the second one, I'm like. It's not bad.
I think they were
take away a couple records playing, and make this really, really work.
I think they were tweaking with their sound at that point. They didn't want it to sound exactly like Culture 1. So there was a whole different sound to Culture 2 compared to Culture 1. Like Culture 1's like one of those ones, you know what I mean? But 2, it's one where you kind of have to go back and listen to it after and not have that expectation of...
Yeah.
Of Culture 1 being on Culture 2. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with Savage Mode 2. compared to Savage Mode 1 for 21 Savage and Metro Boom, right? Like, it's just the way how it is. But yeah, no, we got some albums. We got some albums.
Yeah, I'm excited about that Migos album. I don't like that first single though. But
this is pretty much saying Outside is open.
Oh yeah,
like, it's a signal.
Oh yeah, the Migos is out. Fucking the baby and Dirk dropping.
Cole dropped.
Cole dropped.
We're still waiting on that Anderson .Paak and
Bruno Mars. I was just saying that today.
I'm so tempted to just at them from every day from here on out and be like, yours album.
Fam, no, you're doing the wrong. You got the wrong priorities. What you need to do is you need to get on your Tinder account. Because, because when you find the right girl that'll leave the door open, that Anderson .Paak album and Bruno Mars will magically appear.
Silk Sonic.
So we're waiting for Drake. We're waiting for Silk Sonic. We're waiting for SZA.
I am definitely waiting for Silk Sonic. And SZA too.
Yeah. So there's still some heavy hitters that are still left to come, and you know their album are coming out too. So
and Kendrick, we're waiting for you.
I'm waiting for Kendrick, man.
Kendrick, we're waiting for you. You've been too quiet.
And you know what? I'm not even gonna lie. I'm also waiting for Freddie Gibbs. He keeps putting out dope fucking verses everywhere.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Sorry. And all right, so last week I was slandering Swiss because I don't like all those fucking bells and whistles and shit like that.
Okay.
Swiss, I apologize. I still don't like the bells and whistles and shit, but when you get fucking busy doing the shit I like, you get fucking busy. That whole, the Godfather of Harlem shit. Mm.
There's a new season out, right?
Season two's out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta catch up.
Yo, you should. It's dope. I haven't started season two yet, but it's dope. Okay. Yeah, but yo, Swiss gets busy. My bad.
It's all good. All right, what else we got?
So let's take a moment of silence. Let's do a 10-second moment of silence for the 215 bodies that they found for Kamloops in that native of school.
Mm. Yep.
That's a lot of things. And there's reports that there's more to come.
I believe it.
So.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Whole fucked up history.
Also. Yep. Let's shout out Naomi Osaka.
Mm. Mm. Young queen.
Dictate your worth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Especially and she came out and said that during Mental Health Month, that she didn't want to speak to any of the media, whatever. And she did it in a way that was respectful too. Mm-hmm. But they wanted to kind of force her to still do it. And then she said, all right, I'm not even going to participate in your tournament. So,
yes, I did read her statement. And one of the parts that stood out was her saying that I am not a natural public speaker. And sometimes I take for granted because I had to be around people that I don't necessarily like. I also had to be on stage. We do a podcast. We do a lot of speaking in larger groups than most people. Sometimes I take for granted the fact that there's certain people that comes easily to them.
Oh yeah.
Right. So it also makes you think like how many athletes are like not good at that. Right. Like, I mean, I was just saying, like, Kyrie's a weirdo, but I mean, he just might not be great at public speaking, right? I mean, it's one of the things that we make fun of Meek about all the time. Like, he's not a great public speaker. So, people's passions don't necessarily come. Huh?
We gotta stop making fun of Meek, man.
Well, yeah, because he's not a great public speaker and he really is a street guy. He doesn't know how to use the internets. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, we need to really, sometimes we need to take that into consideration. Like, your passion doesn't necessarily come with the tools necessary to navigate all the parts of it. So,
there's no manual to this shit. Yeah. So we're all trying to figure out as we go along, and some people get along farther than others. So obviously they're kind of trying to learn on the way. And I mean, listen, yo, do what you gotta do. Do it for self. I learned a long time ago, like, yo, do what makes you happy. Fuck everybody else. Seeing as we're shouting out people, I want to shout out Braun and Russ. They're both making two different documentaries about different affluent black civilizations.
Yep.
From the, I can't remember what era, but back in the day. And yeah.
What, time
for Juneteenth and shit.
Oh, okay, tough.
Yeah. So shout out to
I think too. I heard something along those lines. I just don't want to misquote anything, but
one's doing Black Wall Street and the other one, I can't remember what city. But yeah.
Yeah, I heard there's the Tulsa one, I think.
Yeah, Black Wall Street.
Yeah.
I can't remember who's doing what.
Either way, I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying?
Juneteenth is what? June 19th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's Fat Boy's birthday. Do we want to touch this Rap Caviar's Mount Rushmore?
Is it Rap Caviar that did that?
Yeah.
They put out
Punch.
Caviar.
No, it was Punch. Punch did it, and then
Punch did one.
I think Punch put it out with the three names, and then the question mark, and then Rap Caviar did one with
filling the gap.
Filling in the gap.
They did it for what, this era?
For
the tens, and then I think Punch had to go back. Not had to go back.
He
but
did.
Punch
I know he did by decade.
Did, did eras.
Yeah,
which was
okay. What did they say on this one?
Not bad.
So, it was Drake, Kendrick, Cole, and then who is the fourth? And then Rap Caviar said Nicki Minaj.
Okay. Like, you're not gonna get pushback from me.
Well, that and I think that's what the issue was. Like, there was no pushback, but I could name people and be like, and then there would be pushback. It's just because we're just like dropping her in there. What did I just say?
I'm just asking.
I'm not doing that.
We're talking. We're here.
Nah.
No, you're not gonna do it. You don't argue now. You don't want to argue.
Nah. No. Yo, I learned. I've learned recently. I'm not arguing with people about music anymore. I realize I'm interested in other people's opinions, but I have a problem where I'm like, if they give me their opinion and I don't understand it, I think I want to argue. No, that's not it. What I want to do is retain that information and be like, oh, okay. Like, I'll keep that in mind the next time I listen to that person. I gotta stop arguing with people about music.
Yeah, because it's so subjective. You can't have those arguments.
Yeah,
listen, man, I get it, but still, I'm gonna tell you if you taste the trash. But yeah, no, I'm not mad at that. That's actually not a bad list. Nikki,
yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Nikki does well on there. Like, she ran shit for a while. Granted, she ran unopposed, but she ran the shit.
Somebody also put up Future as that fourth person.
That's also not bad.
See,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not mad at either or.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm saying there are other people to put there. And the problem with that is every time you say somebody, the only logical person to move is the only female. That's why I don't want to get caught in this situation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's be real. Those other three kind of made it hard to move them.
Yeah. Although I did see online somebody was like, get Kendrick out of here.
All right, no, stop. All right, relax.
I very rarely go online, and I very rarely argue with anybody. So now I just say things where we're not having an argument. So she said that, and I said, you see, kids, anybody can be on drugs.
Kendrick went 4 for 4. Everybody relax.
And that was, No. Kendrick has the cleanest body of work.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways. I got nothing else. You got anything else?
I got nothing, man.
No.
Yeah, and I don't really got anything except Evelyn Lozada left Basketball Wives again.
Okay, so we got recommendations.
That was the one that was married to Matt Barnes, right?
No, that's the one that was married to Carl Crawford.
I have a question.
I can't.
I have a question. The Basketball Wives, the whole premise. Those women realize they have shows because?
Jesus fucking.
No, because I mean, we want to pretend that? Like. Should no, let it go? Let it go. Let it fly. I don't care. I'm like.
He said flag. I'm kind of going with the flag too. Let's go.
All right. Fine. Whatever.
All right. Like, let's get the recommendations.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, I was just concerned. Naps, you got recommendations?
I recommend y'all listen to any other episode but this one. recommendations. I did have one and I just forgot it. Someone else go. It'll come to me.
Okay. You know?
I will recommend new movie out, Wrath of Man, if you like that mindless action. Jason Statham's got a new movie. Looks good. Go watch it.
Tough. My recommendation is actually going to be the new episode of the Chat Room Podcast, where you guys invited on a new pot, loaded in.
Shout out, Breakdown to Lowdown.
Breakdown to Lowdown. Yeah, that episode, I was in my car screaming 10 minutes in. I was so mad I was not on this episode. I was so mad
I did talk to them about coming on this podcast for us to do a joint one with them because I feel like it would just be ridiculous. So
it was ridiculous regardless.
yeah. Next time we'll try not to bleep so much when they're here. But yeah, that's my recommendation. It was a great episode.
Send me a screenshot.
And
ridiculous.
And Naps, you did say exactly what I was thinking right when I said it. Coach Francis was actually talking, like a lot, like right away. I was like, oh, okay.
When he was like, yo, anytime we have a guest, you guys feel like you have to call me out. I was like, no, because. If you listen to any other episode, it doesn't go as crazy as this one or one right now. So,
wait, who got called out for their was it Aqua or some pop group?
Oh, it was Aqua, but that was I don't think it was this episode. It was not this episode. Yeah,
but somebody got called out for their like of Aqua. That was hilarious.
That is funny. I'm
surprised it wasn't Naps. That's the thing.
Naps be talking all that.
It wasn't Naps.
I know that's what I was shocked too. It should have been, but
I know, right?
But yeah, that's my recommendation. That and if you are returning back to work or attempting to return back to work and you're sick of clocking in 9 to 5 or whatever it is, know your worth and get yourself a brick of cocaine. Allegedly. Those are my recommendations.
Okay. I recommend...
I'm just getting the quota done, guys.
It just came to me. I recommend Black Mondays. It's back.
Oh, fuck!
Season 3 is back now. It's 2 episodes in. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's on. It's a Showtime show. If you're in Canada, you can probably watch it on Crave. Mm-hmm. So check out Black Monday, new season out now.
I keep saying that I'm going to check it out, and I never do. I am literally going to write it down right now.
Nice. All right. Somebody wrap us up so we can get the fuck up.
Naps.
So
we can plug out.
And for sure. Make sure to check out Kino on Twitter and Instagram at KinoTG. Make sure to check me out on Twitter and Instagram at The Senator. Make sure to check out Nino on Instagram at NotSoSoftPod. New episodes of the Chat Room Podcast comes out every Tuesday. We are episode 26 is our season finale, so we're approaching it very quickly.
Y'all go on break again?
Yeah.
we should really think about that.
We missed it, man. Like, we missed it.
It's every 100 episodes is a break.
I know. You want to go on a break? No, it's every 50 episodes, I think. It really is every 100 episodes. Nah, for fuck them? That. You want to go on break 25 episodes in? Yo, yo, we need a break. I was thinking that today. I was in the shower like, yo, these niggas is going to hate me. I'm just not going to show up. Fuck this.
Yo, I'm okay with the group consensus.
We'll talk about it later.
Also, don't forget to check out our family podcast, Talks with the Chatterbox. Once again, big shout out to Mr. Pro Chatterbox and his fiance. He asked, popped the questions. She said yes. So that's pretty much all the plugs right now. So you already know what it is.
As always, remember to like, share, subscribe, and show some love for the hardest podcast on the planet. We don't have no other announcements or nothing like that?
No.
All right, cool. This has been the Not So Soft Podcast. That's it. That's all. Please remember, wash your hands, wash your ass, be safe, stay dangerous, and come hang out next week.
Peace. And wear a fucking mask. You're not big vaxxed. If you're big vaxxed, then you're in the rain.
If you got that big vax energy, then you know.
I want to be outside, goddammit.
Yo, I heard that I got a homegirl who's getting her second shot already.
My Madre got his. But anyways.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, get your big vax energy up, yo.
Yeah, peace.